Local Planned Parenthood leaders say six of the state's eight clinics will be affected by the organization's withdrawal from the federal Title X Family Planning Program. Iowa Planned Parenthood Executive Director Aaron Davison Rippey says this could affect nearly 14,000 Iowans who receive services through the program for low-income individuals. Davison Rippey says she's concerned that other providers might not be ready to pick up the program.
That organization who takes on a program like Title X also has to do things like fundraising, and you know, it doesn't cover the entire cost of care, so there's still a burden on that provider.
Planned Parenthood announced earlier this week it's withdrawing from the program in response to a new rule from the Trump administration. The so-called gag rule prohibits grantees from providing or referring patients to abortions except in the case of rape or incest. Following the first reported cases of possible vaping-related respiratory illnesses in Iowa, the State Department of Public Health is asking for help in identifying additional cases. The department says it's identified respiratory illnesses in four adults in their early to mid-20s who have a history of vaping. Symptoms include fatigue, diarrhea, fever, and vomiting that progresses into breathing problems that are unresponsive to standard treatments. In recent weeks, several other states, including Illinois, Wisconsin, and Indiana, have reported cases of severe respiratory illnesses in young adults with a history of vaping. That's Siouxland Public Media News. I'm Mary Hartnett.